Hello and welcome to Euromonitor International's podcast series. My name is Jessica, and today I am joined by Anne Hodgson, Head of Consumers Practice. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Jessica, thank you for having me.
As we speak, the holiday season is in full swing and inflation is through the roof, in case anybody wasn't aware. So a lot of people, myself included, are looking for a good deal and they want to get more bang for their buck. So when Anne mentioned that we were updating our megatrends this year to include something called pursuit of value, I thought that this would be a perfect time to talk about it, especially we're recording this the week of Thanksgiving here in the States. So Black Friday is this week. Everyone's out there shopping for a good deal. So, and can you first start off before we get into this megatrend? Explain to me what a megatrend is.
A megatrend is a trend with longevity rather than a short-term fad. The megatrends we identified at Euromonitor are consumer megatrends. So we've identified 10 most influential megatrends which represent fundamental shifts in consumer behavior and shape the global consumer market through to 2040. The reason why we are interested in megatrends is because the world we're living in is changing faster than ever. And amidst this change, the ability to successfully identify, analyze, and act on megatrends is really important for business success. If you can identify megatrends, you can then spot the trends that impact your industries and categories, and subsequently build a long-term strategy that is proactive rather than reactive to ensure your business remain relevant moving forward.
Okay, great. So how does Euromonitor determine what is going to be a megatrend?
That's a very good question, because identifying megatrends can be difficult. Separating long-term significant trends from fads and overnight sensations is not always straightforward. So to help with this task, our team of analysts across industries, economies, and markets, they built a framework for megatrend analysis. Our starting point were the questions: what are the underlying forces driving change and how will they shape the world in 2040 and beyond? And we have subsequently identified 5 socioeconomic drivers generating and shaping consumer megatrends. These are shifting economic power, population change, environmental shifts and pressures, technology, and changing values. And these 5 drivers generated and shaped the most influential megatrends set to shape the world through to 2040, with pursuit of value being one of them.
And how often do we update our megatrends?
We tend to update them roughly about every 3 to 5 years. And we actually just updated them this year, which is how we ended up with pursuit of value.
Okay, so can you tell me, is this pursuit of value trend, is that something that's completely new, or is this replacing a previous megatrend?
It isn't new, but it's more of an adaptation of the previous megatrend called the middle class reset. So this megatrend talked about the shift of the middle class mindset away from conspicuous consumption towards more conscious and selective consumption. And this was because the middle class consumers were squeezed financially. They are still squeezed financially ever since the global financial crisis in 2008. And so they are modifying their behavior in an effort to stretch their limited resources. But this change in their behavior, this shift in their behavior, is also because of changing values, as middle class consumers are seeking not just value for money, but also intangible things like quality, convenience, authenticity, and so on. Not least, middle class consumers are environmentally aware, so they are also conscious about reducing waste which is also a driver of the middle class reset. And I'd also add that the middle class tends to be urban and diverse, and this also plays a role in shaping their consumption demand. So if you look at the middle class reset through the prism of our megatrend analysis framework, you can see that this megatrend is shaped by all the five drivers that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, right. So, and just a reminder, those are shifting economic power, yes. Population change, yes. Environmental shifts, absolutely. Technology and changing values. I see that with the middle class reset for sure. So then it sounds like all these things are still fairly applicable for middle class consumers. So what exactly makes pursuit of value different than middle class reset?
So what we are seeing today is, you are absolutely right, the middle class reset, the shift towards mindful, conscious and selective consumption is still valid. But it is no longer about just the middle class. It's everybody now, right? Mm-hmm. So in the current climate of economic uncertainty, high inflation and the cost of living crisis, all consumers actively find ways to seek value, economize and save money. And therefore, we decided to rename the megatrend from the middle class reset to pursuit of value to reflect the expansion of this megatrend. So if anything, I'd say that this is now a megatrend with even greater influence and importance. It's not just the middle class anymore. It's all of us now.
Right. It's not just renaming it to something different. It's about like expanding that scope of this is where we all are at now. So that absolutely makes sense. And I actually just did a podcast about anxiety and caffeine consumption. I learned that Americans view inflation, all of these pressures that we're under with it, as the most stressful thing that's happened to them in the past decade, which really shocked me because, you know, it's a decade that included a global pandemic and a war. Inflation is huge. So it only makes sense that people are going to be seeking value wherever they can. Can you tell me then, what is the big picture idea? Like, what is this megatrend about?
So the megatrend pursuit of value is all about consumers actively finding ways to seek value, economize, and save money. And drivers of this behavior are not only fear of eroding living standards and the need to stretch limited financial resources in the face of the cost of living crisis, but also the value shift towards conscious consumption and rising concerns about environmental issues. Consumer habits to maximize value are set to be long-lasting because global consumers will continue to hunker down and prepare for future shocks.
Right. After everything we've been through, everyone's just wanting to be prepared for what comes next. And now more than ever, in the midst of high inflation and the cost of living crisis, like you said, the pursuit of value defines consumers' purchasing decisions. How are we seeing that show up in our data?
So every year we conduct a global consumer lifestyle survey. And this year in our survey, we found a rising proportion of global respondents saying that they like to find bargains. So this year, nearly half of our respondents globally say that they are actively looking to find bargains. And about one in three respondents said that they would rather buy fewer but higher quality but higher quality things.
Oh, yeah, I relate to that.
Yeah. So it's not just about finding bargains. It's not just about finding the cheapest thing possible, but it's also they are not yet willing to sacrifice quality, good quality. And so that's the key thing. that's what we found most interesting, that value is not just value for money, but it also relates to a range of other factors, such as quality, convenience, authenticity, novelty, as well as social and environmental values. And on this, social and environmental values are big for global consumers. And there are different motivations that drive consumers to pursue values, and the values they pursue may also be different from one consumer to another.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about saving a dollar, which of course we all want to do. It can also include getting the most bang for your buck, the most out of that dollar, getting those value-added experiences, or maybe investing in those quality items that will add value to your life. And I can see that driving a lot of different types of people across a broad spectrum of consumers. So are there any sort of subsets inside of this, people looking for value in different ways?
Absolutely. So we actually broke it out into three different types to help us gain some more clarity in our consumer analysis. Global consumers pursuing value can be divided into roughly three distinct types, and I call them fickle consumers, cautious consumers, and conscious consumers. Mm. And let me take you through each of these consumer types.
Great.
First, we have fickle consumers. This consumer type is characterized by either the lack of brand loyalty as they flip between brands in search of value, or the fact that they like to or are willing to try out new things.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can find a sort of a metaphorical framework for this. And I happen to be standing in my closet right now. So I'm going to use jeans because I'm standing next to all of my jeans. So let's say this fickle consumer is someone who loves to buy their jeans from Gap, but they get an email that Uniqlo is having a big sale. So they're willing to switch from Gap to Uniqlo for that deal, or at least like check it out and try something new to see if it works out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay.
You got it. So, and the second type of consumer we have is cautious consumers. These consumers are cautious because they bargain hunt, they trade down, or because they just cut back on their spending altogether. So cautious consumers is all about value for money or about savings.
Okay. So going back to my jeans, this is someone who loves Gap jeans, but they're going to hold out for the best deal on their favorite thing.
Right.
Or maybe they're just going to like not buy any jeans this season because it's just not the right time.
That's right.
And then you mentioned in there, the only part I wasn't quite sure, you mentioned trading down. What would trading down look like in my jeans scenario?
So let's say that consumer love Gap jeans, then trading down for this consumer would probably be something like buying the Old Navy brand if they can't get that deal on Gap.
Okay. So going to a lower price, but closer.
Yeah. And that is why many businesses expand their brand portfolio in order to capture consumers trading up, trading down. So they either you trade up or trade down, they would cover all scenarios.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. And finally, we have conscious consumers. Conscious consumers are usually searching for more than just value for money because they are driven by not only efforts to save money, but also, for example, efforts to save the planet and social and environmental values. And very often they embrace new alternative consumption models like sharing, renting, or repairing.
Mm, okay. So this consumer would like absolutely spring for a pair of jeans that'll last them a little bit longer maybe than something that they would buy yearly from Gap.
Right.
So would this consumer then also be kind of our secondhand buyer, maybe searching for the brand that they like on secondhand markets?
Maybe not secondhand pair of Gap jeans.
Okay. Well, but yes. Maybe that like more splurgy jeans, they'll wait and see if they can find it in a more like ecologically friendly way.
Yeah. Yeah. But for all other, but other type of or categories of goods, they would certainly embrace secondhand items.
Okay. And maybe they go and they get their current jeans repaired instead of buying new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they probably would, like you said, buy something good quality that lasts them a few years longer in the first place.
Okay. So the jeans analogy works.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe not for that secondhand pair.
Well, yeah.
But the motivations and values of each of these consumer types may be quite different, but they all, every single consumer type, I think they all do their thorough research prior to purchasing decisions and are therefore very well informed. And it is very difficult for brands to engender loyalty among these consumers.
Interesting. Okay. So meaning that the value is more important to these consumers than brand across all three of the types.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're a brand whose customers are pursuing value, which right now I can imagine applies to a lot of brands, what should you focus on then? Like, how can you stay relevant when value is so highly valued amongst consumers?
So it might seem like a silly answer, but the first and maybe the most obvious thing is to focus on value.
Oh, that makes sense.
But the point is that brands need to recognize that value is not just about a good price, but
right.
It's also about other intangibles that we discussed throughout this conversation. So focus on things like consumer experience, convenience, authenticity, novelty, health and wellness is also a big thing now, sustainability, social values, and more. So depending on what products and what category, what space you are in. And by focusing on those values that align with today's consumer values and priorities, brands can expect to create a bond with the consumer and thereby foster long-term loyalty.
Gotcha. So as a brand, you'll have to really highlight that your product or how your product adds value to your consumer's life, if that's monetary value or if that is any of these other sort of intangibles.
You are absolutely right. Not just offer the and provide the value and align your value with your consumers, but also highlight it and tell the story.
Mm.
So brands really need to clearly communicate what values they embed, they represent, and or add to consumers' lives. And by doing so will help consumers make better purchasing decisions, whilst brands can also gain loyalty, can connect with the consumers, and stay relevant in the long term.
It's just going to be really important to show that brands show how their values align with customers, not only their values, but like their needs in the long term.
Right. Yeah. And another thing that is that consumers increasingly buy a service or hire products to avoid costly ownership, which is what we also discussed earlier in when we were talking about the conscious consumers. So companies can attract more consumers by being flexible in their business model to allow for more than just straightforward purchases. So it's no longer a linear consumption model anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So to not only sell new products, but also sell secondhand goods and offer renting, repairing, swapping, and other services.
Yeah, so it's time for brands then to get a little bit flexible. Got to like look into those alternative models so that you can capture all types of consumers who are looking for value.
Yeah, right.
All right. So is there anything else about pursuit of value that our listeners should know?
When we talked about the three consumer types relating to the pursuit of value, I'd like to stress that actually these consumer types do not exist in isolation. So successful companies are those which can simultaneously cater to the needs and the needs of and also add values to the life of more than one consumer types. For example, as seen in discounters offering further discounts on quality products to capture both trading up and trading down fickle consumers, while also luring in cautious consumers who are after bargain deals.
Interesting. Yeah. So this is kind of the like do it all model, you know, like make sure that you're expanding what you can offer so that you can capture all consumers who live across all of those different consumer types. That sounds like a lot for a brand to be able to juggle, to handle. So is there a brand out there that you know of that's kind of accomplishing the do-it-all model?
I think that, yes, there are many brands and businesses that are already ahead of this mega trend. So, for example, I guess Amazon and the Amazon Renewed program, for example, this is an example of a company aiming towards capturing more than one consumer type that we discussed today. So they offer refurbished products at great prices on Amazon Renewed after the products they have been inspected and cleaned and tested to work like new. And then these products, when they are sold, they come with Amazon Renewed guarantee. So, you know, this kind of model appeal to cautious consumers and conscious consumers. So cautious consumers who wanted to buy, to get a good deal, who are bargain hunting, who are after a bargain, but also conscious consumers who are keen to save as well as cutting back on consumption and on wasteful consumption. So they have the environment, they care for the planet.
It's really interesting that you bring up Amazon and Amazon Renewed, because today I'm going to be getting a new Kindle. And I wasn't even in the market for a new Kindle, but they were offering a trade-in. So if I sent in my old Kindle, then I got 20% off and I got a $25 gift card. And I sent back I'm going to be sending back my old Kindle, which to me, like, yeah, getting the $25 is nice, but I think of myself as kind of like a fickle conscious consumer. So the fact that I was able to send back my old Kindle and then it would be refurbished and somebody else could use it versus like my previous Kindles are all just in a closet somewhere because I don't know how to get rid of them. I don't know how to trade them in. You know, like at the time there was no recycling for that. So I was like, instantly bought over by this model that I was like, yep, doing it. Like I didn't even have to think about it because yeah. I'm fickle in that I will, you know, just kind of, I don't have that much brand loyalty, but in this case it was like, oh, this solves all of the problems that I had holding me back from buying it because I am a conscious consumer as well.
Yeah.
So then I guess that really perfectly brings me to my last question for you. So in what ways are you looking for value right now? I mean, obviously for me, I was looking for a new Kindle and I didn't even know it, but like, how does this apply to your life?
Jessica, I didn't see that coming. Okay. I guess I'm after value for money, but I am not ready to sacrifice on quality, and I also like to try out new things, so things like perhaps novelty and experience, and mm-hmm. So I guess I'm fickle and cautious, and conscious all You're at all the same of them. Time. Yes.
But like you said, these things don't exist in isolation. And I bet it probably depends, at least for me, like it depends on what I'm buying too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I will keep all of these things in mind as I'm shopping, because now it's like, oh yeah, I do all of these things all the time.
Me too.
Well, it's a mega trend, so that makes sense.
Yeah. On that note, enjoy your season shopping, Jessica.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I've already got the Kindle, so I don't need to worry too much about it. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited to hear more about the megatrends as we have reworked them. And I appreciate chatting with you.
I really enjoyed our conversation. Thank you for having me, Jessica.
Of course. And listeners, if you want to learn more about our megatrends, there will be a link down in the description. Keep an eye on this space, because there's going to be a lot coming out over the next couple of months as we just recently revamped our megatrends. And if you want more insights like this, including podcasts, articles, videos, you can check out Euromonitor's insights pages, which we'll also link below, along with some other relevant articles. Again, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.